Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. You know, AI is making waves everywhere, and today we're diving into how it's changing the game for product descriptions in e-commerce.
Yeah, definitely a hot topic.
For sure. We're going to go beyond just the hype, though, and really figure out what AI copywriting means for, well, you know, anyone selling online.
Sounds good.
So, first things first, what exactly is AI copywriting? Imagine this. You've got this program, and you feed it all the juicy details about your product, what it does, what makes it special, who you want to buy it, and then bam, it basically spits out a description that's ready to go live.
It's like having a writer who never sleeps, right?
Exactly. Never sleeps, doesn't need coffee breaks, no complaints about deadlines.
And it's not just about speed either. This AI, it's using some pretty complex stuff like natural language processing and machine learning.
So it's actually learning how to write in a way that people understand and like connect with.
Yeah, it's analyzing tons of text and code, figuring out what works, what doesn't. So if you give it the right info, it can create descriptions that match your brand, you know, the way you talk to your customers.
Okay, so not just generic cookie cutter stuff.
Nope, not at all. That's what makes this so interesting.
Now let's talk tools, because there are a ton of them out there, which can be overwhelming.
For sure.
Let's start with ChatGPT, the one everyone's talking about. What's the deal with it?
Well, ChatGPT, it's super versatile. It can write you a poem, translate languages, even code a little bit. It's like dot everywhere these days.
Yeah, I feel like I hear about it constantly.
Right. But like you said, there's this whole world of AI tools, and each one has its strengths.
So ChatGPT is kind of the jack of all trades, but maybe not the master of product description specifically.
You got it. While it can write decent descriptions, it might not be the most efficient.
Interesting.
Plus, sometimes it gets things wrong, like little facts, or it misinterprets what you're asking for.
Ah, so it's not perfect. Makes sense.
Not quite. But that's why choosing the right tool is so important.
For sure. So what about, say, Jasper AI? I keep hearing that one mentioned for marketing.
Jasper, yeah. It's specifically designed for marketing and has features that keep your brand voice consistent across everything.
Like it remembers your style and tone, so everything sounds like it's coming from the same place.
Exactly. Think of it like a copywriter who knows your brand inside and out.
That sounds pretty useful. But I'm guessing that level of like specialized skill comes with a higher price tag.
You're right. Jasper's definitely on the pricier side. But if you're serious about that consistent brand voice across all your materials, it might be worth considering.
Makes sense. So we've got ChatGPT for versatility, Jasper for brand voice. What else is out there that we should know about?
Well, if research and getting things right is your top priority, there's Perplexity.
Perplexity.
Yeah. Unlike some tools that just focus on creating content, Perplexity is all about research. It pulls from this huge knowledge base to give you answers, but it also gives you the sources so you know it's accurate.
So it's like having a research assistant that's super fast and always gets the facts straight.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty valuable, especially these days when, like, misinformation is everywhere.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's say you're just starting out and maybe don't have a huge budget. Are there any, like, affordable AI copywriting tools?
Definitely. There's Write, which is great for shorter things like product descriptions or social media posts.
So good for dipping your toes into the AI waters.
Exactly. And then there's copy.ai, which is really focused on e-commerce. Mm. It's all about getting people to actually buy your product, so it helps you write those persuasive descriptions.
So many options. It seems like the key is really figuring out what your goals are and what you need the tool to do, right?
Absolutely. Your needs, your budget, all of that plays into it. No one size fits all here.
So true. Now, let's step back for a second and talk about the big picture. What are the main advantages of using AI for copywriting, especially in the world of e-commerce where things move so fast?
Well, speed, for sure. Like if you've got hundreds, thousands of products and you need to write descriptions for all of them, it would take a human team forever. AI can churn those out in no time.
So it's a major time saver.
Yeah.
And time is money, especially in e-commerce.
Absolutely. Think about it. Instead of paying a bunch of writers, you can use AI to get the first draft done and then have a human editor polish it up much more efficient.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not about replacing humans. It's about making the whole process smarter.
Right. And AI can even help you with SEO. It can figure out what people are searching for, find the right keywords, and make sure your descriptions are structured in a way that Google loves.
You're telling me AI can actually help me get more eyeballs on my products?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like having a built-in SEO expert working for you 24/7. Plus, a lot of these tools can handle multiple languages, so you can easily translate your descriptions for international markets.
Wow, that's a game changer, especially for businesses wanting to expand their reach.
It definitely opens up a lot of possibilities. But of course, it's not all sunshine and roses. There are some things to be cautious about with AI-generated content.
Let's talk about those. What are some of the concerns people have?
Well, one thing is that sometimes the content can sound a little robotic, you know, kind of repetitive and lacking that human touch.
So it's important to make sure it still sounds natural and engaging.
Exactly. And that's why having a human editor is still so crucial. Even with the best AI, you need someone to make sure it sounds right, like it's actually coming from your brand.
Makes sense. It's finding that balance, right?
Yeah.
AI does the heavy lifting, but the human adds that extra layer of finesse.
Exactly. Another concern is accuracy. AI tools can make mistakes. Sometimes they misinterpret information or just get things plain wrong.
So you can't just blindly trust what it spits out. Fact-checking is a must.
Absolutely, especially when it comes to product details, ingredients, anything like that. You need a human to double-check and make sure everything is correct.
Okay, so we've covered the pros and cons, but how can someone actually start using AI copywriting in a way that's effective and, well, safe? Where do you even begin?
First things first, figure out your goals. What are you hoping to get out of this? Save time, cut costs. Improve your SEO, maybe all of the above.
So have a clear vision before you even start looking at tools.
Exactly. Once you know what you want to achieve, then you can start exploring different tools and see which one fits your needs and your budget.
We've talked about some of the options, but how do you choose the right one? It can be overwhelming.
It really comes down to research. Do your homework, read reviews, maybe try out a few different platforms. Most of them offer free trials, so you can get a feel for how they work before committing.
Good advice. Don't just jump into the first one you see.
Right. Once you've picked a tool, you got to give it good input. The better information you give the AI, the better the output will be.
So it's like that saying, garbage in, garbage out, right?
Pretty much. Be specific about your product, who you're selling it to, what tone of voice you want to use. The more detail, the better.
And how do you actually tell the AI what to write?
Through prompts. A prompt is basically a set of instructions you give the AI to guide its writing.
So instead of just saying, write a product description, you'd give it more specific directions.
Exactly. For example, you might say, write a short, catchy description for a high-end yoga mat. Talk about how it's eco-friendly, has amazing grip, and is perfect for hot yoga. Target audience is experienced yogis.
That's much more helpful than just a vague request. It gives the AI something to work with.
Yeah, context is key. And don't forget about keywords. Make sure you sprinkle in those relevant keywords to help your descriptions get found by search engines.
So do your keyword research first, and then incorporate those into your prompts.
Exactly. Now, once the AI has generated some content, this next step is super important. Review and edit.
Don't just copy and paste and call it a day.
Definitely not. Think of the AI output as a rough draft. You got to read it carefully, look for anything that sounds off, awkward phrasing, any inconsistencies. This is your chance to make it sound human, make it sound like your brand.
So it's like having a personal assistant who does the initial writing, but you're still the boss. You're in control of the final product.
Exactly. And while you're editing, don't forget to fact check everything. AI can make mistakes, remember? So double check all the details. Make sure everything is accurate.
Always double check, especially numbers and facts.
For sure. And once you've got a version you're happy with, try A-B testing.
A-B testing, what's that?
It's basically comparing two different versions of something to see which performs better. So you could create two slightly different product descriptions, maybe change the wording a bit, and see which one gets more clicks, more sales.
So it's like a little experiment to see what resonates best with your customers. Data-driven decision making.
Exactly. It's all about continuous improvement.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. Let's go back to that camera analogy you mentioned earlier. You said AI is like a camera in that it needs a skilled human to use it effectively. Can you explain that a bit more?
Yeah, so think about it like this. The camera itself, it doesn't take the picture, right? Mm-hmm. It's the person behind it, the photographer. Yeah. They understand how to frame the shot, the lighting, all that stuff.
Right.
Same with AI. It can put words together, sure. But it's the human, the copywriter, who knows how to make those words sing, how to make them sound like your brand.
It's like AI gives you the raw materials, and then the human comes in and turns it into a masterpiece.
Exactly. And the best part is, using AI this way frees you up to focus on the more creative, strategic stuff. Instead of spending hours writing basic descriptions, you can spend that time developing your brand story, crafting killer marketing campaigns.
Or just taking a break. We all need those.
Exactly. And let's be real, in e-commerce, things move fast. Saving time like that can make all the difference.
For sure. So for all those e-commerce folks out there, maybe feeling a little overwhelmed with all this talk of AI, what's the one key takeaway? How do they get started without getting lost?
Don't be afraid to just dive in and try things out. Experiment with different tools, see what works for you.
Like a test drive, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And remember, this is still pretty new territory. There's going to be a learning curve. You're going to make mistakes.
That's part of the process.
Totally. But stay curious, keep learning, and you'll figure it out.
So embrace the change. Be open to learning new things.
And honestly, you might even discover some cool creative stuff you never thought of before. What if you could suddenly create 10 times the content? In multiple languages, all while staying true to your brand voice. That's the power of AI when you use it right.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
And this tech, it's only going to get better. Who knows what the future holds? But AI is going to be huge for e-commerce, and the sooner you get on board, the better.
So there you have it, everyone. A deep dive into the world of AI copywriting for e-commerce. Lots to think about, lots to explore. But the main message is clear. AI is here to stay. And it can be a powerful tool for your business.
And if you're feeling a little lost, don't hesitate to reach out for help. There are tons of resources out there, people who can guide you and answer your questions.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. And remember, the future of e-commerce is already here.